We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Doug Peterson Day here in the Delaware Valley and on 94 WIP and the Marks and Reese Show. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. And Jack, I thought you were going to open the show with a great Doug clip of the Super Bowl speech or something like that, but no. You opened it with a drop that we like. Thank you very much. Ike, what's up, brother?
Such a hater. Johnny Marks, holler at your boy. Happy Wednesday.
Now, do we do Wednesdays on Doug Peterson Day?
Of course
Day,
we
no?
do. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, he just answered your question right
yes.
there. Yes. So it is Doug Peterson Day. It is a Wednesday here on the Marks and Reese Show. You know, it's crazy to think that after winning a Super Bowl and going to the playoffs and going to the playoffs and then having the season they had this year, that Doug Peterson is gone. That would at least would that's what a national person would think, right? Like, how can you fire him? Look at what you did. But really here in Philadelphia, it kind of made a lot of sense to I think most people, even though a lot of Eagles fans blame Howie Roseman more than anybody else. But you know, Doug Peterson no longer being the Eagles head coach. You know, like I thought about this. I was thinking about this driving in. The only way that this city and this franchise was going to win their first Super Bowl would be with a backup quarterback and with a coach that isn't there a couple of years later. And only, not there a couple of years later because they just decided to retire and it was the end of his run. No, like things went horribly wrong and he's out of here. But it almost, I mean, I almost feel like that Doug Peterson was the perfect coach to win that Super Bowl because it was unexpected. It didn't last very long. He's already out of here, but they got the Super Bowl. Doug got his Super Bowl, and no one's ever going to be able to take that away from him. He is a Super Bowl winning coach, and I appreciate him, and I like Doug. I know that this year I was very critical of him almost every week, and I feel like he deserved to be. He didn't do a good job, but I like Doug, and I looking back, I mean, I feel bad that I crushed him every week, but it was deserved. But I like Doug. Like I'm gonna look back at Doug, and I'm gonna be like, you know what? Like it was what it was. It was lightning in a bottle. He did it. He didn't backdoor it. He earned every bit of that Super Bowl in 2017. He didn't get lucky. It wasn't a Barry Switzer type Super Bowl. He earned it, and he's no longer here. But I think it worked out for everybody.
Of course it did. We got a Super Bowl.
Heck yeah. So do we have favorite Doug moments? And that's really what we want to do today, especially starting off the show.
Listen, I think. Obviously, when you win the Super Bowl, you're going to leave a lasting impression on the entire fan base. That will never be taken away. So Doug is a part of this fan base. He's a part of the fabric of the Philadelphia sports scene. Like, that's going to be there. He was the head coach of the team that won the first ever Super Bowl here.
Yep.
That will never be be taken away from him. He's going to always have that, never going to buy a meal or a drink in his town for the rest of his life. Always come back here for the anniversary. We're going to put him in the Eagles Hall of Fame. We're going to have Doug Peterson night, so we'll be doing Doug Day again whenever they decide to put him in the Eagles Hall of Fame, right? This won't be the last Doug Peterson Appreciation Day we have, right? We'll have it that night as well. And, I mean, it feels odd because it's happening so soon after the Super Bowl. It's like, man, I mean, Andy Reid Appreciation Day took place, I don't know.
8 years after he left.
Yeah, 8 years after he left. I mean, my goodness. I mean, Doug's is 8 days. Is it 8 days? Yeah, it's been 8 days since he got fired.
It's been 9 days.
Yeah,
you're right.
I mean.
We couldn't wait it, Ike.
Well, and appropriately, listen, when you win the Super Bowl, we don't have time to wait 8 years.
No.
You need to be celebrated and appreciated immediately, and that's what's happening. And I've been listening throughout the day, and it's been a lot of fun. It's been great to have some feel-good stories and some feel-good memories about the team and about Doug Peterson. We know a lot of it centers around that 2017 magical season. But you know what? We're going to be talking about that magical season for a long
time. Forever, yeah.
Yeah. It'll be forever before we have another one like that.
Well, at this rate, yeah, you're probably right. Like, it is a little crazy to think. Like, you said this before. If I would have told you the day after they won a Super Bowl, Doug's going to make the playoffs the next 2 years, and they're going to fire him after they struggle in 2021, or 2020, you'd think that, like, no, well, at least that buys you another year. So, I mean, Jack did put up there as a question, and I think it's a valid question. A week and a half later, now that we've calmed down from everything, did the Eagles make a mistake firing Doug Peterson? And I don't think that they did. And I said this, and I believe it. Unless your point was, well, you owe him another year because he did win a Super Bowl and he did go to the playoffs the next two seasons. Mm-hmm. That would be the only reason. The question you really had to ask yourself, and I think it was the question that Jeffrey Lurie asked himself, was, can Doug turn this around next year? Can Doug now get this pointed in the right direction? And I don't think he thought that he could. And I don't think that he could. Right? Like, it was time to move on. And it didn't mean that he deserved it or anything like that. I think the Eagles made the right move in getting rid of Doug Peterson. And I think they made the wrong move in keeping Howie Roseman, if he's going to remain in charge of the franchise and be the kind of the sole decision maker or the most powerful person outside of Jeffrey Lurie in the organization. But, you know, we can talk about that. We'll get some phone calls on that at 215-592-9494. But really, today is about Doug Peterson and about Doug Peterson memories and your favorite Doug moment. And you know that we're going to have our favorite Doug moments and our favorite Doug drops. We're going to have to vote what the best Doug drop is.
Jason Peters, bless his heart.
It's a good one.
Is he in charge of the drops today? This is what I'm going to deal with all day today.
I didn't even do that.
What?
You know what I'm saying? It's like...
this would be... Jack doesn't like this one.
Yes.
That would be my favorite, but this one works. It you can use it in a lot of different
spots.
That's
a great idea.
Yep.
That's a great one as well. Like just thinking about Doug memories, right? A lot of times you're thinking about the Super Bowl, or that's what you think about the Super Bowl, the reaction after winning the Super Bowl, him being on the field before the game talking to Belichick, and you can just tell he's got no interest in sitting there patronizing Bill Belichick, right? Like, he wants to shove it up a nose and win that Super Bowl, which he did. Right? The play calling that he was on fire. That whole run, towards the end of the season, and once you started in the playoffs, and then, man, he was on fire in Minnesota, and then, man, he was on fire in the Super Bowl. It was a great, great run for Doug Peterson. It was. It was a great run, and I will never, and I don't think anybody should ever think that he got lucky or it was just a short run, and he didn't. He earned every drop and every bit of that Super Bowl. He was good. He was really, really good. When the team was perfect around him, and we'll talk to LeGarrette Blount, a big part of that Super Bowl championship team, at 3 o'clock about Doug, that was awesome. Unfortunately, it was short-lived. That's it. Unfortunately, it was short-lived, and now we don't even know who the coach is going to be, and who knows if the Eagles even know who the coach is going to be. 215-592-9494. This is Doug Peterson Appreciation Day. Join us right now, 215-592-9494. How will you remember Doug Peterson? The first manager I remember in Philadelphia was Dallas Green. Mm-hmm. Dallas Green wasn't the Phillies manager very long. Took over, won, got out. Was here for just a couple of years, right? I'm going to remember Doug in the same way. Kind of like Dallas Green. You don't have to have a 10 or a 12-year career to be one of the great coaches in franchise history. And Doug has earned that title as, if not the best coach in franchise history, certainly right there at two or three.
Yeah. For sure.
215-592-9494. We'll open the phones coming up next. As I mentioned, LeGarrette Blount coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll have your best Doug Peterson moments as well. Merrill Reese joins us. A lot going on, but this show today is about you and us and our memories of Doug Peterson. It's Doug Peterson Appreciation Day on Marks and Reese, 94 WIP. Oh, bring some chills. We're back on Doug Day, Marks and Reese.
Yeah, the fiery speech wasn't really as.
I thought he did a good job there.
I mean, he did. He did the best he could.
He did the best he could. So is that how you remember Doug by? He did the best he could?
No, I'm just saying, man. You know,
no, but you know what? He did the best that he could.
He did.
As a quarterback, he did the best he could.
Yeah, we're not done
yet.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, he did the best he could, man.
So you know the story with Doug. We'll get to the phones. You know the story with Doug was that they during the interview process, they said, we're going to give you a minute or two, collect yourselves. We're going to come back in. We want you to address us like you would address your team in your opening talk to your team, right?
If you get I will have something on my face for sure.
And I don't think it's any coincidence that they called Tom Coughlin immediately after that interview was over.
Man.
Well, they did. They did. Not everybody is
it's supposed to be appreciation day.
Well, you started it this segment. No, but the point is that yes. he wasn't necessarily that kind of guy, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that wasn't necessarily his strong suit. But his strong suit when he got on a roll was calling plays.
Yes.
And that team in 2017 was good. And I just pulled up because we have LeGarrette Blount coming up at 3 o'clock. I just pulled up so the Eagles are 2-1, and they're in San Diego at the time. Yeah, they're in San Diego. Mm-hmm. So the Chargers score a touchdown to pull to 26-24. There's a little bit under 7 minutes to go when the Eagles get the ball back, right? So normally you're like, okay, well, you know, they're going to run it. They're not going to try to get as much off the clock, and then the Chargers are probably going to get the ball back. Not the case at all. And if you look at that drive, there's a lot of running. Corey Clement, Wendell Smallwood, Corey Clement, Smallwood, Clement, and then three runs by LeGarrette Blount to end the game, where Blount kind of slides down on the ground because he knows they got the first down and there's nothing else. The game's over. They can't stop the clock. And to me, like that year, that was a really, really big moment because you watch that game and you're like, all right, this team's really good. Like, they may not have a star running back. They may not have the best star players, but this is a really, really good team. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what happened with Doug later on when he wouldn't run the ball, but he looked at his personnel and said, yeah, we can run the ball. We don't have to be a throw team.
Yeah, imagine who that was.
Again, Doug Peterson Appreciation Day. He called the plays.
I'm just saying, but somebody's in his ear like running the ball.
Yeah, just like with Andy, someone was in his ear to run the ball,
sure,
right?
Sure, sure. I'm just saying, you watch Indy and you know that's what they do.
They run the ball. They run it well.
They run the ball, man.
Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, maybe you need wedding bands after popping the question, Mark's Jewelers should be your first and your last stop. Online, marks-jewelers.com.
Speaking of Indy.
Yeah.
They had some news break out of there today.
So does that mean that Carson Wentz being traded is back on the table, like?
Well, yeah. There's probably more on the table.
You would think.
Yes. Well, you need a team to step up. If you want him traded, they aren't going to say we got a for sale sign here for him. You need somebody to come calling. So a team has to be desperate
enough. Might be a team that'll come call.
Well, there you go. The Colts. They need a unless they want to go with Jacoby Brissett.
Well, he's a free agent, too.
Oh, he is? Okay.
Yep. Yeah, and
they need a quarterback.
He made $20 million this year, Jacoby Brissett.
Man, to do nothing.
To be a short
to
yardage.
To be a quarterback sneak guy, yeah.
But the question is, did the Eagles make a mistake firing Doug Peterson? 58% say yes.
Oh, wow.
Well, ooh, boy.
Jack, 58%.
It's on Doug Day. Come on, man.
It is.
It should be. Listen, here's the thing. Only you would come up with a question like this on Doug Day.
Why?
Because you know you want the opposite answer here. And we all know it was time to get a fresh voice in here, man. Right?
Yeah, instead of being a year too late, they did it where
right.
they said, all right.
Right.
Let's move on.
Yes.
Yep. Agreed.
Now I will say this. I do reserve the
right to change your mind.
Change my mind based on who they hire.
Well, that's
right?
not, that's like, now a
like,
part of
yes,
it.
Yes, that is a part of it.
It seems like that do they know what the hell they're doing?
no,
they fired the coach and they said, well, don't worry, we're a week late in the process. We'll figure it out. And they still don't have a coach and we don't know who they're going to hire.
Yep.
All right, to the phones. To start off Doug Peterson Appreciation Day.
Oh, of course.
There's only one person we can go to, Ike, and it's Chuck from Mount Airy.
How did I know he would be first?
Chuck, how are you, brother?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Hey, listen, right? I just had to call up today with my man, Doug Peterson, deserves the proper appreciation day. And I want to thank WIP for giving him that.
Hi, Chuck.
What's going on, Ike?
This, you know, this was in part my idea.
Hey, listen. Hey, I'm anybody who takes credit for it, you know, can take credit for it. I'm calling up to be a part of it because he brought something to my life that I've never seen being an Eagles fan. I've never been more proud of being an Eagles fan. Everybody know I'm not sentimental. Everybody know me. I'm not a sentimental guy.
No.
I'm making it real quick.
When was the last time you cried, Chuck? Real tears.
Probably in school. I don't know. Probably years ago. I've probably cried in years since. I don't know the last time I cried. I'll be honest with you.
Right.
But, you know.
I've cried at least 8 times during this pandemic, Chuck.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Kobe, I shed multiple sessions of tears. Go ahead, Chuck. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
What crying going to do? You ain't going to make nothing better. So I try to just, you know, whatever. I don't need to cry. Anyway.
All right.
I cried. Last time I probably cried was the Eagles won the Super Bowl. And it was a little tear that came out. But when the day I remember us going down to the parade, and the race wasn't a problem. You know, religion wasn't a problem. Gender wasn't a problem. The whole city was united.
Yep.
I never seen nothing like that in my life. And Doug didn't just bring a ring to Philadelphia. He brought a city together during a time of diversity. And I never forget that, man. And every time I hear Philly, him and Nick Foles, you want Philly, he says, hey, let's do it.
And you want Philly?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, there you go, man.
What would he have called there if Nick Foles didn't have that suggestion?
It doesn't matter if Nick Foles had a suggestion.
Fullback dive.
It doesn't matter if Nick Foles. He said, let's do it. Simple as that. And he did it.
I know.
And he went through. So what I'm saying is this, right? On Doug Peterson Day, I thank you, Doug. You would never buy no beer in Philadelphia if I'm around, and you are the man. And if it's only up to me, you'll still be here, and I'm gonna miss you. Simple as that.
It's a great call, Chuck.
Hey, quick question, Chuck.
Yeah.
If I'm around, do I have to buy or are you buying?
Hey, man, listen. Listen. I agree with you on a lot of things, but one thing we don't agree on, Ike.
Yes.
And we'll never agree on. And that's that turd of a quarterback you like. Simple as that.
But it's Doug's day. Alone.
It's Doug's day. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about Doug. Doug, you are the man. I appreciate what you did for us, bringing this city together, man. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Chuck. Right, appreciate Chuck. It did bring back memories of, mm-hmm.
I know,
man,
he did not answer that he would buy the drink either.
He would not, no.
No, he didn't.
No, he wanted you to buy the drink. You're the one.
Yes, he made sure of that.
The one makes all the money. Why would he buy you
a drink?
I
don't know what Chuck does.
Well, I mean, you're a former professional athlete. Come on, man. You should be buying drinks for Chuck all the time. But, I mean, remembering the time where they win that NFC Championship game, and you know that it's like, all right, 2 weeks they're going to be in the Super Bowl. And I just remember going to Chickies on those Monday shows, mm-hmm. Ike, and the people that were there and the fans that came out and the buzz and the vibe in the city. Everybody was united.
Oh, it's an awesome
it was
time.
Unbelievable.
Oh, it's awesome, man. No city knows how to embrace a run like we do, right? You know, and I've been here as a player to be a part of them, and I've been here on this side of things to witness them and experience them in full on this side of things. And, man, it's great. It is great, man. And that Super Bowl run was so unexpected, and it was like the roller coaster of the year that it was is what makes it all so memorable as well. We had highs and lows,
man.
I mean, when Carson gets injured, and those couple weeks with Nick, and we didn't know what the hell was going to happen, and then we're the underdogs every week in the playoffs at home, and it was just, man, it was a great run. And then the timeout in Minneapolis, it was awesome, man. It was an awesome run that just came out of nowhere, and he was right at the forefront of it because he was the guy who had to keep all those guys in the locker room on the same page and focused and still believing. He had to rely on his leaders. That's one thing I'll say about that team. That's why that team was a true team.
Yep.
Right? I can't really say any facet of that team carried the other facet of the team. They needed all facets, the coaching. They needed Howie Roseman to hit on every offseason move that he put together.
Yes, he did.
Right? They needed Doug to punch the right buttons at the right time on fourth downs And when Carson went down and when Jason Peters went down and when Jordan Hicks went down and this guy and that guy and that guy, Doug had to keep everybody together. And those leaders on that team, Malcolm, all those guys.
Chris Long,
all those guys. That was the year of are we supposed to be in a break? Oh, that was the year of the protesting and the raising of the fist and kneeling,
yep,
and all, yep, of that was
brought
going
the team
on,
even closer together.
Brought the team,
yep,
closer. It was but Doug was the head coach, man. He was the guy out there delivering the message every week and standing in front of them.
Mm.
And you don't really know how much of an impact he had until you almost got to see those behind the scene videos, the year in review stuff. Like, you got to see those things to see some of the behind the scenes stuff that Doug was doing as a coach and how he talked about being a Super Bowl champion in training camp that year. I still remember from that video where he broke them down after one of the training camp practices. And he told them, when you put your hand up here, mean it when you say it.
Yep.
Mean it when you say it. And break down. I think they either broke down on champions or Super Bowl or something like that. But that was the first time I'd heard it been brought up with that team that year.
Yeah.
Right? And so, man, he was at the front of it. And it wasn't a cakewalk. It wasn't some little easy ride to the championship.
No, he didn't have a Peyton Manning
exactly.
a franchise quarterback. You're in cruise control and not worry about anything.
Right.
Absolutely not. No, none of that happened. No, and there were crucial calls in the Super Bowl. Super Bowl. Philly.
Whew.
The going forward on fourth down and the completion to Ertz.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yep. That was maybe the biggest play of the game that nobody ever talks about. I mean, you give the ball back to New England there, and I think every Eagle fan felt it. You give the ball back to New England the game's over because your defense doesn't stop them the whole night.
No doubt about it. That was a huge call. And what made us nervous about Doug that year and part of 2016, but more 2017, was all his fourth down gambles, right? Now has become a trend in the NFL.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Back then
it started that year?
Yeah, back then it was, what the hell is Doug doing?
No, it started that year.
Yes.
And by last year and 2018 a little bit more. Now,
oh, man,
if you're even near the 50-yard line,
you're
going
for it. Oh, you get criticized for punting.
Yeah.
Mike Vrabel got criticized for punting. Oh, you get criticized for punting the ball now.
If it's fourth and four and you're on your own 45,
you
teams
better
are
go
likely
for
going
yeah.
for it.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yep.
It really, he's an innovator, Ike. Doug, let's go to Colton in Oxford. Colton, how are you?
I'm good, guys. Happy Doug Peterson Day.
Yes.
What's up, Colton?
Darn right.
Listen, I'm happy you guys are doing this today. I said last week that I'm thankful for Doug, for the parade, and, of course, the Super Bowl, because I'm 26, and I didn't have to wait as long as some people had to wait for those memories.
Oh, he's a baby. Yeah, he's 26.
You and Fritz, spoiled brats.
Sorry about it.
That's all right.
Also, Doug was just a good person all the way through. I got to talk to him a few times. A couple years back, I was an intern for the Eagles, and every time I'd run into him, it was always good vibes. And he'd ask how me and the crew were doing because I worked on the grounds crew. So he would, go out of his way to show love and whatnot. And I was just an intern, so, he didn't have to do that, at all. And that just goes out to show his character. And one more thing. The training complex is a pretty decent size, very nice facility, and you can probably relate to this. But the cafeteria isn't as big as we think it is, and for some reason, everyone in every department decides to go get lunch at the same time. So it gets a little packed in there, and you see everyone.
Yep.
And one thing about Doug, this man was always at the ice cream station. I've never seen anything like it. He really does love ice cream.
He does.
So when I get home, I'm kicking my feet up, and I'm having a nice bowl of ice cream.
Oh,
it does. There you go.
Thanks, Colton. Great call.
That will be something that will be attached to Doug, the ice cream.
The ice cream.
Right? You know how presidents have their whatever their favorite food is or what have you?
Doug is ice cream?
Yeah, Doug is the ice cream.
Did he have a favorite flavor?
No, I think he was a plain guy.
Yeah, I think he was just a vanilla guy.
Vanilla?
Yeah, and then his offense turned vanilla.
Well.
Stop, man. Stop. See, I walk right into that. He just wanted to say his offense was vanilla. He just wanted to say that. Yes.
Well, it became vanilla.
It did. Well, yes. Yes.
It became vanilla.
Yes,
it became a little bit
dated. That was his little favorite thing, though.
But sometimes vanilla works,
and he's a cheeseburger.
Right. Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Right. Yeah, there's some. I just have to be honest. There's so many memories of Doug, and not all of them are these proud football moments, right? Right, like,
but
Jack.
Just memorable moments.
No, I know, but like, unfortunately, the new norm comes to mind, or right. When he was chewing on the water bottle, or whatever he was doing.
That's not a good
no, it's
memory.
Not.
No, that's not.
But
and Jack, I didn't need to see that at 8 o'clock this morning either.
Why not? That was a good kickoff to Doug Peterson.
Can you tweet it out for Mark Streis WIP just so people can see it? It's when Howie was speaking and someone focused in on Doug because he was
right.
He was doing something to the water bottle.
He was drinking.
I don't know what he was doing. At that moment, I was like, "Wow, we got an issue here with this coach."
Oh, you know what? Real quick,
yeah,
I got to throw a shout out to Jeannie Peterson, Doug's wife, who was often a big help to my wife for some things she was doing over at the school. She was teaching it over in Camden for some of the less fortunate kids at the school. His wife, numerous times, either donated her time by coming in and reading to kids.
Oh, wow.
Or donated whatever Renee may have needed. Where it came to, you know, putting together, you know, care packages and bags
right.
for her classroom and things of that nature. And, you know, I try not to come on air talking about a lot of that stuff because I know a lot of the wives, coaches' wives or what have you, my wife is still in connection
sure.
with or what have you. And Jeannie is one that's always lent her time to her. So I didn't get a chance to say that last week, and I regretted it when everything was going down. So I figured today was a good day to make sure I said something about my family appreciating her and her family for the things that she's helped my wife out with.
Well, thank you for sharing that because it and the caller Colton said it, like Doug, you can tell is a nice guy.
Yes.
I always describe Doug as being the guy that that if you went to a backyard barbecue, he's standing around the kegs with his visor on, and he's just telling stories, and he's enjoying the barbecue. Maybe grabbing a cheeseburger, you know, no ketchup on it.
Yeah.
I don't think he, Jack. Yes. You think he puts ketchup on a cheeseburger?
And a hot dog, probably.
No,
yeah.
I don't know. He's just such a normal guy.
He comes off as a genuinely good dude.
Oddest part about the whole thing. Like, he just seemed like a guy that you could just go up to and talk to, and like I'm gonna miss that about Doug Peterson. Like, if they bring in Josh McDaniels, like, going from Doug, who's a nice, normal guy, to Josh McDaniels, there's going to be such a culture shock.
Oh, I'm going to hate it.
Well, it's just going to make me miss what Doug was. I mean, Doug might not have been the greatest coach of all time or whatnot, but, like, what he did in 17, the calls he made, like, he's just a special guy. And it's kind of, I feel bad about how it went down here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do, too. Unfortunately, it ended the way that it did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if I necessarily feel bad for him, right? Like, but it sucks the way that it ended.
Yeah,
you would have wanted a different ending.
Here's the thing: he and when you're the first one to go, people are going to feel like you're the one that's being scapegoated.
Yes,
right. So,
and that was the big reaction that day, which was, "Hold on, Howie has a job,
right.
And you lost your job,
and Wentz is still here." Yep. And so, I get it. I get it. It was going to be that way for just about either of these parties, probably except that for Howie. I don't think people would have been upset if Howie was the first one to go, right?
No, there wouldn't have been a lot of people kicking.
People would not have been kicking and screaming over that. But Doug did have a lot of people who support him, as he should have.
Yep.
But I think sometimes you can – success can be a dangerous thing or a fickle thing to hold on to, right? It's like, okay, how do we attain this success, and now how do we maintain this success and keep it?
Right.
And sometimes along your way, you get there, but then once you're there, you forget how you got there. You forget how you got there. And this isn't just a Doug thing. This is an organizational thing. This is an organizational thing, and they are trying to figure out how the hell do we get back to that. And they don't know right now.
They don't.
They don't know right now. And the way they see the team, it seems like they want to start over, right? I mean, that's kind of the message I got, at least from the standpoint of let's at least lower expectations right now and then move forward. And it seemed like Doug was going to be caught in the middle of that transition.
Yeah, he's trying to win games and keep his job.
Yeah, and you just hit on it. in so many words in that press conference, Jeffrey Lurie said it would have been tough for Doug to justify keeping his job past next year without winning.
Yeah.
So what's the best chance for him to win next year? Doug wants to keep his same coaching staff or at least keep some continuity, which it'll give him the best chance to win, and they didn't think that would.
Nope.
And it's unfortunate.
It is. 215-592-9494.
And I think they realized that. I think that's why Jeffrey Lurie went out of his way to say, well, he didn't deserve to be fired. I know he was double talking, right?
Yeah, but he did say that.
Yeah, but he wanted to make sure he went out of his way to say he didn't deserve to be fired.
The first 5 minutes of Jeffrey Lurie speaking about Doug Peterson was actually very good. It was everything after that was terrible because it was heartfelt and you believed what he was saying. He did feel like that Doug was getting a little bit of a raw deal.
Yep.
But he also realized that they couldn't go on with what was going on. All right, we'll come back. More Doug Peterson.
Go ahead.
More Doug Peterson appreciation coming up next. We're going to give you the latest on the Eagles coaching search as well, including a report from one of our own.
Uh-oh.
Is Jeff Stoutland staying? And there's news on what Doug is doing in 2021. We'll get into that coming up next. And LeGarrette Blount's coming up at 3 o'clock. Got to stay tuned for that. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, 2021 is finally here, and my friends at Elite Acura can't be more excited than to leave 2020 in the rearview. And that starts with clearing out their entire 2020 inventory as soon as possible. Now, they need to make room on the lot for their new 2021 inventory, so they're offering you unprecedented savings on all remaining new 2020 MDXs. Lease for just $379 a month, or leave 2020 in the dust in a brand new 2021 RDX for $369 a month. And don't miss their incredible selection of pre-owned and certified pre-owned Acuras priced for any budget. They have it all, plus all of their certified pre-owned vehicles have passed a comprehensive 182-point inspection by their outstanding factory-trained technicians. Experience the difference an exceptionally priced Acura can make only at Elite Acura, home of the Elite Advantage, located on Route 73 North in Maple Shade. Just look for the billboard. You can't miss it. Or check them out online anytime at EliteAcura.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.